Why must I be a teenager in love?
Julie Baker, you hate her. Well, that's what's so weird. I don't think I do. I can't stop thinking about her. You got a bad man.
It has finally dawned on teenager Bryce Lasky that he really cares for the girl who's lived across the street for much of his young life. Of course, he should have realized there was something special when they first met as seven-year-olds the day his family moved into the neighborhood.
I couldn't believe it. There I was, holding hands with this strange girl. How did I get into this mess?
From Julie's point of view, that moment changed her life. One fine
day. The first day I met Bryce Lasky, I flipped. It was those eyes. Something in those dazzling eyes. He's so
fine. As the kids grow up to become teens, Flipped flips back and forth, showing key moments in their relationship from both points of view. It's a device director and co-writer Rob Reiner takes directly from the popular novel by Wendelin van Dranen that he adapted for the screenplay.
I read it with my son, who was 11 years old. Nick was in the fifth grade, and he was assigned it by his teachers, and we read it together, and that's when I first became aware of it. I was completely knocked out by how insightful the writing was. It was clearly written not just for kids, but for adults. I mean, I got as much, probably more out of it than Nick did even, because I could look back and think about those first feelings that I had. And Nick said to me, why don't you, Dad, this could be a great movie. And I thought he was absolutely right.
Reiner does make one significant change, moving the story from the book's 1980s setting to the more innocent 1960s. It's the same era in which he set his 1986 hit Stand By Me, and Reiner sees Flipped as an ideal companion piece to that nostalgic look at friendships.
Stand By Me is about those first very powerful feelings of love and connection with your buddies, and this is about those first powerful, confusing feelings of falling in love. So it's a boy-girl story, and that's kind of why I said it back in that period. I said it for a couple of reasons. One is because that's when I was 12 going on 13 during the late 50s and early 60s, but also because I wanted to focus just on those feelings which to me are timeless and universal. You know, nowadays with texting and Facebooking and all of that stuff, it kind of clouds a lot of those feelings that are going on between kids, but they're the same. They're the same now as they were when I was a kid, and I wanted to kind of strip all that away and make it very pure to focus on just what they're going through.
She's just stubborn, and she's pushy beyond belief.
Is that so?
And she's been stalking me since the second grade.
Well, a girl like that doesn't live next door to everyone.
Lucky them.
The emotions may be timeless, but the 1963 setting puts the story in a narrow window of apparent innocence when the tensions of the Cuban Missile Crisis had gone and Americans were not yet shattered by President Kennedy's assassination. On the horizon were the civil rights movement, the rise of feminism, and the Vietnam War. Rebecca De Mornay, who plays the teenage boy's mother, says the family, and her character in particular, struggle with the changing times.
The character was a very, very repressed woman who really was trying to keep a perfect facade together and convince herself that everything was good if she just looked good and the house looked good and her children's grades were good and the car looked good. And everyone in the movie learned something, and she learns that it really wasn't actually all worth it.
We're going to invite the Bakers over for dinner.
What?
I don't know, Mo.
I think that's a marvelous idea.
Patsy, what purpose does this serve?
It's going to be a sit-down dinner, and I expect everyone to dress accordingly.
Can't we just have a barbecue?
It's going to be a sit-down dinner.
15-year-old Australian newcomer Callan McAuliffe co-stars as love-struck Bryce. The object of his unexpected affections, Julie, is played by 14-year-old Madeline Carroll, who thinks today's teens will get it.
I think it'll be cool for them to be able to, you know, see how it was back then. I mean, kids are so obnoxious nowadays. I mean, I really didn't realize until I read the script, and then it wasn't just a script. People actually lived in those days. It's like, wow, they were so much nicer and pleasant, I guess, to be around. I think it'll be cool for them to watch just to see how it was back then.
I went to bed that night thinking of the kiss that might have been.
I mean, it was clear he had feelings for me, but he was just too shy to show them. My mother said boys were like that.
Flipped was filmed in a tree-lined suburban neighborhood of Ann Arbor, Michigan. The cast includes Penelope Ann Miller and Aidan Quinn as Julie's struggling parents. Anthony Edwards is Bryce's conservative father, at odds with John Mahoney as the widowed grandfather who's moved in with the family. Director Rob Reiner weaves popular music of the time throughout Flipped, as he did almost 25 years ago in Stand By Me. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.
One fine day, you'll look at me, and you will know.